Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, here vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Kenya. Thank you so much for joining us, my love. And be sure, family, to get her new album, Favorite Things, the new hit single featuring Gerald Albright, available everywhere. And speaking of another gifted songstress, my goodness, it's been a minute since we've had the pleasure to have her here in the zone. Captivating vocalist, and my goodness, she gets better with time. LaToya Williams, new album, Blue Rose. Yes, Lord. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very captivating and talented LaToya Williams. My queen, how have you been doing?
I've been great. How you been doing?
I'm doing wonderful, my love. And I'm going to tell you something. You look exceptional. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I try. I try, honey. Yes.
Now, all of us would like to know, especially myself, what took so long to finally release an album? We have been waiting for a minute.
Oh, you know what? I had to find producers that really wanted to work, and had to switch some things around. That's what took so long, you know. But God bless you with all the brothers, and we were able to produce this album and give the world something new from LaToya Williams.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been getting slices of cheesecakes here and there with cupcakes and things of that nature. I'm like, wait a minute. She's teasing us with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I said, well, we want the full entree. And I've had an opportunity. Yes, Lord. I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire album. And your vocals have gotten even better. And it's what I've always admired about your vocals is that your vocals are raw. So when you get in the studio, it doesn't need to be polished. Just raw vocals. Where do you see yourself right now vocally?
You know, I see myself at about an 8. You know, to me, I feel like I've gotten a little stronger, but you know, as age get, you know, the older you get, gotta start working out some more. You hear me over the lungs, honey? That part. I'm so thank you for even saying that. Thank you so much.
Oh, I noticed everything. I noticed everything going back to some of your older music, and I'm looking at now, I'm like, okay, her vocals have gotten stronger. As a matter of fact, my favorite song, one of my favorite songs on the entire album is Vintage Love. To me, that is classic LaToya Williams. You really put yourself
in. You know what? The Alba Brothers, when they produced that album, and they thought of me, and they was like, you know, this reminds us of Fallen Star. And I'm like, wow, okay. Well, let's record. Let's get it in. So, yeah, they had that in mind as well.
What has been the difference now as far as being an independent artist and at the time being under the stewardship with Snoop? What has it meant to now having that kind of level of control over your entire career to be able to release what you want to release? And also now with social media being a huge asset to get your music out there.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's a blessing, you know. yeah, like you said, I have free range to do whatever I want to do, you know, with my album, with my career. I think that's the good side about it. But, you know, there's also a lot of money that has to come in play, too, you know?
Yeah, without question.
I miss the fact that, you know, when you have a deal that give you some money, so you get out there and do what you got to do. But independent, for me and for a lot of other people, it's not that easy, you know? But thank God for the gift, you know? Thank God for my fans. Thank God that I waited this long so that people, you know, would be really, really eager to get it.
Yeah. I mean, we've been waiting patiently. As I said, you've been giving us a little bit of slices here and here. I'm like, okay, wait a minute now. Now she's going to tease us with cupcakes. She's going to tease us a little bit. And then all of a sudden, what is she? She's disappeared. And then all of a sudden, Blue Rose hits. I said, okay, now we're talking. I said, let me have a listen and see what's going on. I said, oh, Sucky, listen to the vocals.
All right. Yes, grown up Latoya Williams. The grown Latoya Williams.
Yes, Lord. Well, let me ask you, because I know you're very critical about yourself, your vocals, and you're a perfectionist, bottom line. On the outside looking in, how do you think you did on the album? If you had to give it a rating from 1 to 10, 10 being best, what would you rate it? Just from a consumer standpoint.
Honestly, I would rate it a 10.
That's what I like to hear.
seriously, I would rate it a 10. It's something that that you don't get nowadays. And I feel like whenever you stand out the box, you shine. You feel me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, stand out the crowd, you're able to be seen. So, you know, I think people are missing, you know, this kind of music. And it's a part of who I am. You know, I have many layers. You know, I can sing pop, country, hip-hop, R&B, gospel. I can even rap a little bit. But, you know, you guys will be able to see that side of me on the next album.
You know, one of the things I've noticed over the years that when videos were prevalent, they were a huge marketing tool to be able to get your music out there. And now it's not that way anymore. Now everything, again, is through social media. How long did it take you to get comfortable to start using social media to promote your music through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it? How long did it take for you to get really just comfortable and get acclimated to doing it?
Oh, man. It took me at least 5 years. Really, you know, I think that's around the time I put out a song called Mr. Sweet Lover.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and then I think maybe a year after that, I started working on Blue Rose. So it took me a while. You know, in 2010, I came out with Can't Leave You Alone on Cupcaking. So even then, I was learning. You know, then I kind of figured, okay, well, listen, we're not going to do these videos. Let me just see if I could just put out an album without some videos right now to see if people get it, you know, and get with the music first before the visuals, you know.
Right.
Initially, we will have videos.
Right. You know, I've always said, if you have great music, people will seek it. They'll find it. And the album is incredible. I love the production of the album. I think it was done in a way that perfectly suits your vocal prowess. One of the things that, oh, my pleasure, my love. And one of the things that I've always also loved about you is that you've always been very transparent about your feelings and emotions that you incorporate in your music.
Yeah.
That can be very challenging for a lot of artists to really go through the process of saying, you know what, I'm coming to you naked and vulnerable. I'm showing you who I am, not just as a woman, but as a person. How long did it take you to get that comfortable with incorporating things that are taking place in your personal life to incorporate it in your music?
Oh, wow. It took me, I think I started after Anthony Hamilton song. Around that time, I started writing for myself. So, you know, to start writing, you know, you tell the people your true story. You know, I can't help but to be vulnerable. You know, so, yeah, it started then.
That was
15 years ago.
Yeah, My First Love featuring Anthony Hill. I remember.
That was the R&B side of me. I love being vulnerable on the R&B side. You know, hip hop is a little bit, you know, hood and straightforward. You know, I could be that girl too, but listen, I love this R&B girl, you know? Yeah, Lou Rose.
Do you think, quote unquote, celestial radio right now, do you think it's, and it's just me, my personal experience, I just feel like you have a lot of great artists out there like yourself who put out a wonderful product, or I should say their baby, and it's not getting the airplay that it richly deserves. But you can have an artist that comes over from England who is clearly singing R&B soul music, and their music is in constant rotation. And I wanted to ask you, as an artist, how does that make you feel when you say, wait a minute, I'm here, I'm putting out quality music. Why is it that my music is not getting the airplay, but you can have someone that comes over from a different country and they're singing basically what they're singing, our music, but they're getting airplay everywhere? How frustrating can that be for an artist?
Well, you know, it can be frustrating. But for me, being independent, I'm not, you know, I feel like, well, you know, my music isn't out there right now because I don't know those those people. You know, they say that it's all about who you know, you know? So my thing is, well, maybe I need to hook up with the right people to get more airplay or to get it in other places. You know, that's the way I think of it. I don't know about any other artists, but I know that's how I feel about it. And I know for some artists, it could be a little frustrating because they've already been out there and had the exposure, and it's hard to get out and someone from somewhere else come in and just shut everything down. I think it has everything to do with who you know, you know?
I just find it amazing that it's to me, it's like the reversal. It's like in the UK, they play nothing but soul music. They love soul music. End up, like, your album is charting over there. And I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. The amount of love and feedback that you're getting from England is incredible. And I said, wow, that's incredible to me. You put out a great product. They recognize it. But here, right here in the States, you don't get the love and support that you richly deserve.
That's
but you
true.
Know what? Yeah. I have a bone to pick with you, young lady. I have a bone to pick with you. When are you coming out to Houston? When are you going on some tours? We need to see you perform live.
Listen, I need a tour manager. I need someone that can take me there. Do you hear me? This independent stuff is something else, honey. I'm learning as I go. So bear with me, honey. Put it out there. Find a promoter for me and tell him to call, hit me up at bookingforlatoya@gmail.com. And I'll come down.
All right. Now, you heard it here first, family. We need to do something to get her out here in Houston. If you can just come out here in the studio, we would love to have you in the studio and perform.
Oh, I would love to come there.
Yeah, we're going to make that happen.
Send me on down here, honey. Send me on there.
All right. and for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined again with the incredible Miss LaToya. Lord have mercy, LaToya Williams. Let's get into it. Far from me to distract the music lovers out there with great music. One of my favorite songs on the entire album, of course, Vintage Love. Into it. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Incredibly talented LaToya Williams here in the zone of LOTO Radio from the new album Blue Rose, available everywhere as we speak. What does vintage love mean to LaToya Williams?
Vintage love means I'm looking for someone that have manners. someone, you know, that'll open the door for you, that'll pay for your dinner, someone that'll take you out, you know, that type of thing. Not the Netflix and chill type of energy they have today.
Okay. Now I have my notebook. Now I'm writing all this down. I'm writing all this down now. Okay. No Netflix. That's a no. No
Netflix.
What is the difference between LaToya Williams today compared to LaToya Williams 10 years ago? What is the difference? Just as an overall artist, what do you see as far as the difference?
Well, I'll say I matured in the business aspect of it. I've learned a lot. I know that it's important to write or co-write your music and or produce it. Yeah, that's pretty much about my career. And you know, like you said, my vocals have gotten stronger, in your opinion.
Oh, without question. Without question. I mean, it, you know, because I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics and vocals, and I go back and I look at a person's previous work and where they are, where they are, because a lot of times what happens is that anyone can get in the studio. The studio can make you sound great. But when you hear somebody just sing a cappella, nothing, just sing it raw. And I've seen you do this. And I'm like, her voice is so raw and so strong. It reminds me so much of Betty Wright. It's almost scary. And I said, man, she has that kind of vocal prowess. And I said, just to get her in the studio with the quote unquote right producers, because every producer is not right.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. How important is it to make sure that you have the right producer that truly understands you and they're able to bring out the perfect quality or the essence of you in that production aspect of the music?
That is extremely important. For me, it's important for your producer to pretty much know who you are as a person. You know, it's like a relationship that you have with your producer, a friendship, you know. So when you can talk about a lot of stuff so they can kind of get the feel of who you are and what you're bringing to the table. So it's very important to have a friendship, a relationship, communication with your producer. Very important. Your producer brings out the best in you, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, it definitely resonates through the entire album. I must say, I never thought I would ever see in my mind or in my time where reality, quote unquote, based television shows are being used as a vehicle to promote one's music or other entrepreneurial endeavors. When you sit back and you see what is being used, how it's being used as an instrument, as a marketing tool, had it any time has it ever crossed your mind and said, you know what, maybe I want to stick my toe in there and maybe start doing some reality TV to sit up here and promote my career, promote my music. Has that ever crossed your mind? Has your team ever come to you and possibly mentioned to you about doing something like that?
Well, yes, that has crossed my mind many a time, because I'm thinking, okay, now this is the new way of getting in, you know, this is the new way of promoting your music. This is the new thing, you know. So, of course, yes. But also thinking, I wonder now, if someone come at me the wrong way on this TV, how do I respond? You know,
right.
So it's like it's a trick in all of it. You know, like I'm telling y'all, listen to it. You got to be a little different. You got to know it's TV, and you got to know. So, yeah, that's the scary part about it. But, yeah, of course I've thought about it. I think it's a great avenue. You know, television, period. You know, anything on television.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
on the commercial, you know, anything on television is the way to go.
Because I've seen it. I'm like, wait a minute. I look at someone like, perfect example. I look at someone like Cardi B. You go from being a dancer to going on a reality-based television show, and now all of a sudden, now you're one of the biggest music sensations in the industry right now. Your music is constantly chart-topping, and I'm like, this is incredible to me.
Yeah,
and I'm saying, wow.
Yeah, and it's culture too. You know, the stripper thing is in. You know, this is what the, you know, the younger people listen to. You know, so you can't knock them for it. This is their way. So yeah.
You know what? You're right. I can't be. Sometimes I'm a little jaded, but I said, you know what? At the end of the day, just in life, there has to be a balance with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take quality over quantity any day of the week. So if I'm going to sit up and got a choice to say, okay, I want to hear Cardi B or do I want to hear LaToya Williams? I want to hear some LaToya Williams. I want to be taken to a place. I mean, I want to be taken to a very special place. I'm talking about Never Never Land. I mean, soft kisses, caresses, tender. This is where I want to be taken to, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what you have the ability to do. What is it like for you when you hear so many supporters, even to this day, that's been down with you from day one, that are still supporting you? What has it been for you to get all this positive? Because you've gotten a lot of great and positive feedback from so many people raving about the new album, Blue Rose. What has that meant to you?
I'm so grateful because, you know, this is my first album ever, and it's independent. And I've been away for so long. Like you said, I've been giving you little slices of cheesecake, honey, every 4 or 5 years. Just to make you know I'm still here. I'm still here. So, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe I took too long, you know, they won't get it, but the love and support I'm getting is awesome. It's overwhelming. It's a beautiful thing for me, you know. I'm just happy that people still appreciate my sound and my music, you know.
It's raw. That's one of the things that I've always just kind of gravitated to you when you first came out. I said, when I first seen that video with you and Snoop, I'm like, man, I'm like, this is taking me back to where I grew up listening to music back in the 60s and 70s when soul music was really soul music. And I said, she's taking me there. I mean, I'm in Doctor Who's time machine. Lord have mercy. She's transporting me back to a more soulful time of music. And I'm like, it's a beautiful experience. And I'm like, okay. Then just like Haley's Comet, I said, she's there, and all of a sudden, boop, she done disappeared.
Yeah.
I said, she done walked out. She like Elvis, she done left the room. I'm like, where's she at?
I was just trying to get the hang of being an independent world, that's all. Trying to figure figure out a strategy. That's all.
Man. Yeah. And now here we are. Right, right. And I'm like, here we are today. 2019 is right around the corner. And now there's so many opportunities to get your music out there. And one of the things, and I want to let the listeners out there, all the supporters out there know, I said, if you have never had an opportunity to see some of LaToya's videos, you definitely need to check it out, because the camera loves you. And you definitely love the camera. Have you ever thought about possibly doing something maybe on small screen, doing some television?
I've thought about it, but, you know, that's like a whole nother world. I remember doing Broadway with Gladys Knight when I used to sing background for. I mean, that's the closest thing I've gotten to TV or anything, like acting or anything like that. But I thought about it. I just haven't went out my way to go get it, you know? I've been focusing on singing and bringing a project out for everyone. So, you know, maybe, hopefully in the future, I can
we'll
get on the screen.
I'm dropping all these little gems because I'm saying, man, the world is your oyster, my queen. You can do and have anything that you want. You have the ability to make it happen. Definitely. And family, again, remember, the new album is out. You got to get out and get it. Blue Rose on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, like a teddy bear, you can always head over to Amazon.com. The title track, Blue Rose. What does Blue Rose mean? Tell the listeners out there as far as the title of the album and the concept behind it.
The title of the album is actually about him, this particular guy I was dating throughout the years that I wasn't singing or, you know, making music. So this is about him and some of the stuff I went through throughout the 10 years. So, yeah, you know, Blue Rose. Mm. I look at, you know, the color blue for boys, pink for girls type thing. So, yeah, Blue Rose for him.
Blue Rose for him.
You know, it's something like Marvin Gaye's Here, My Dear, you know?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, buddy. Yep.
Woo! That's what Marvin said. Hey, I'm done. This is, hey, I'm giving you this last. And I'm.
That's it. I'm going to write about it, think about it, and I'm out.
And I'm out. Family, if you don't understand what we're talking about, that's on a whole nother level. That's called grown folks music. Lord have mercy. Yeah. Let's get into it. The title cut from the new album, of course, from the incredibly talented and captivating Lord have mercy, LaToya Williams with Blue Rose here in the zone of LOD already.
Concrete.
Lord have mercy. Blue Rose. From LaToya Williams here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new album is available as we speak on Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, and also on Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, catch up, support LaToya Williams, of course, on her various social media websites. On Instagram, that's at Instagram.com/LaToya Williams. And also on Twitter, at twitter.com/TheReal, yes, Lord, the real LaToya Williams. So it is written, so it shall be done. My queen, you know it's always an honor and a privilege to have you on the show, live in it with the teddy bear. But hey, don't you disappear on me like that again. I'm going to have to put out an APB and come looking for you. Don't do that to me again.
Listen, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be right here. You hear me? I'm a phone call away. Listen, I'm black. All you got to do is say, Toya, now where you been? We need some more music. Okay?
I'm going to hold you to that because 2019 is right around the corner. So I want you to sit up and disappear. I'm going to hold you. I know you got big plans. All right. Much continued success. Stay sweet and remain blessed, okay?
Thank you.
God bless the very talented LaToya Williams here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Well, it's time to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got some bills to pay. As the late great godfather of soul once said, pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here all comfy and cozy, let's get lost in some more LaToya Williams with Different Reality while we're vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Reality when dreams get a world my dreams like that. what you miss. Come here, sugar, and get to this. Oh, baby, I want you here. I want to do something to give you. I want to be by your side. Oh, come, baby, and get to this. Oh, remember, darling, how you made me feel just like a king. Oh, I can't wait, baby. I'm ready for you to start doing the thing. Trying to blow your mind. You're so fine. So pretty. Can't you swing? Oh, I can't wait. Come here, baby. And get to this. Ooh.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Dancing round and round, so incredible. And everything around her, she don't know it, but she'll be mine. I'm gonna tell her why. She's everything, like a magazine. Almost like a baby's the beauty belongs on a movie screen. When she passed me by, I'm gonna tell her why. Baby girl, now it's my chance. Fellas, don't be jealous. I'ma take her by the hand and watch her dance. And when she's next to me, this is what I'm gonna say.
I love the way you.
She goes,
oh, she
future Mrs. Lady. She don't even know. She gon' be my baby. People saying that I'm not her type. Anyway, I'm gonna tell her I can change. Say my last name. Money, anything, when it comes to diamond rings, I'm a king. She's my queen. And I'ma drop down on one knee.
The man you are when I look in your eyes, and every time we together. meant to be the sure shot. Come on.
Tired of broken street glass, not getting no rest unless the baby sleeps. But even then, seems like we're trying to creep. Tired of paying taxes, sending emails and faxes. Tired of crooked cops. Tired of black folks complaining that crime don't stop. I wanna go to a place where lovers go. From me to you, I wanna do the things we used to do, say the things we used to say, just like that. Every day, all day,
the day we met. I wanna go to a place where lovers go, do the things that lovers do, no stress, no, a sweet caress from me to you. I wanna do the things we used to do, say the things we used to say, just
just a little bit with some Kendrick, the Family Soul with Far Away From Here in the Zone of LODL Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Latoya Williams. Thank you, my queen. Be sure, family, to get her new album, Blue Rose, available as we speak at all major outlets on Google Play, Spotify, iTunes. And for those who like a little more adventures like this here, let your fingers do the walking, head over to Amazon.com and be sure to catch up with her on her social media website on Instagram. It's at Instagram.com/LaToya Williams. Also on Twitter at Twitter.com/TheRealLaToya Williams. Often imitated, but never quite duplicated. Lord have mercy. And speaking of that, oh, and my queen, yes, Lord, be sure to get Kenya's new hit single, yes, Lord, Favorite Things, featuring Gerald Albright. That is available also while we are on there. And just FYI, got to remind you, Well, Teddy Bear, we missed the broadcast. Listen, it's okay. We've got you covered. You can listen to the entire interview and broadcast in its entirety. All you have to do is pull up iHeartRadio on your app. Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify. We're in the Google Play Music Store. We're on TuneIn. We're on Apple. We're everywhere. All you got to do is type those letters in, LOTL, The Zone, and we got you covered. So it is written. So it shall be done. And speaking of that, why don't you join us? We'll be back on air live next Monday. I'm sorry, Tuesday, December the 4th, as we welcome the very talented Terry Remsen, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new debut album, Threads of Love. Yes, Lord. 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's been a beautiful experience. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. That's what we're here to do. I've been told, I've been rated Mr. Extraordinaire, here to help you escape the matrix of synthetic music. Lord have mercy, that's what I'm here to do for you. But it's been a blast. I want everybody to have a positive and very loving weekend. Stay strong. Remember, things may seem a little bleak at times, but hey, as long as you have that faith and that blessing, I guarantee you can never, never go wrong. So we're going to leave you with the latest, of course, from Kenya, Favorite Things, featuring Gerald Albright, here in the Zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
Thank you.